Okay, we're in Hilchos Tumas Matame Mishkav Moshav, Tarek Yud. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit and get into the next couple of prakim, the issue of ne'emanus, trustworthiness, when it comes to a person's status of being tamei or not. We're going to be introduced to someone called a chaver. We've seen chaver before in other circumstances, but this will be a little bit different. So the Gemara, the Rambam says, Alach Aleph, Am Aretz Afi Shehu Yisrael. The Yeshno B'Torah of Mitzvot, so a regular Jew, someone who doesn't really learn, even though he's, let's say, follows Torah, and he's definitely Jewish, and he follows the Mitzvot, are you B'cheskas Tameh, B'Gadav. So we assume he's Tameh, and therefore his clothes are considered Midrash Tumah for anything that's Torah. Then Nogu B'Gadav B'Okun Mashkin. So we therefore say, since he has Nefezakah, if his clothing touches food or drink, they are Tameh. B'Nogu B'Kli Chares. And again, also, if it touches the inner airspace of an earthenware vessel, it also produces tumah. The sorfen is a truma magan, afi shtumas masafek. And if they touch truma, we burn it out of safek. Ben on and al taharos, we don't trust them when it comes to testifying on that, which is tara, the vishena bikin, but the duke taharos atumos, because basically, they're not experts. They don't really know the halachas, the specific halachas of tahara, of that which is pure and impure. Ulolam. And he's always like this. So he's never trusted. The average Jew is never trusted when it comes to testifying about that which is tahor until essentially he accepts the chumras of what's called a chaver. So what is this? What are these words? These issues of a chaver? So the first step is that he accepts upon himself that he'll always be careful when it comes to tumah. He won't touch anything. I want to become tumah. And he won't make that which is tahor tameh. And I'll be very careful when it comes to washing the sands, to the tarasan, and those being tarash, they'll never take something wet from the average Jew. And he won't basically accept the Amarats's, let's say, invitation to come over, nor will he, what do you call it, no, nor will he offer him any type of, let's say, being nice to him hospitality wise, as long as he's in his clothing. Halacha based. So let's say someone comes to decide to become a chaver when it comes in areas of tumah tahara. Let's say he says, I'm going to accept all these chumras except for all these halachas except for one. We don't accept it. Let's say we see that he does follow these practices in the privacy of his home. The kavanosa, we accept him. And then we teach him all the specifics about tumah tahara. So let's say we don't know that what he's doing privately. Then we teach him first and then accept him. So how does the Kabbalah work? How does the acceptance work? First, when it comes to keeping his hands tahor, and only afterwards to the entire institution. If he says, let's say he says, I'm only going to what do you call it, accept upon myself, keep my hands tahor, we accept that. Let's say he says, I'll keep all areas of taharos, but not my hands. So we don't accept them at all. Well, we do accept them. So we keep an eye on him for the first 30 days, actually, until he learns everything. And it's normal for him to follow that which is Torah. After 30 days, after he accepts upon himself being a chaver, we say his clothes are not Torah. And everything he, all foods and drinks that he touches are Torah. He's believed for all Torahs. So he's like a chaver in any way, even if he's not an actual talmid chacham. Now, of course, halacha gimel talmid chachamim, harim echeskas tahara. We assume a talmid chacham is tahor. Ne'emanan, he's trusted. Ve'en nashrich and kabel devi chaveres. He doesn't have to go through this process of accepting upon himself the halachas of a chaver. Aval mishachar beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nogu kohanim silsul ba'atzman. So the kohanim decided to accept an additional chumrah. Shliya moshin taharos. They wouldn't basically give. That which is Torah to anybody, I feel like even for a person's Talmud Chacham, Achi Kabbalah, Devi Chaveris, until even for a Chacham, they accept upon themselves this status of being Chaver. Let's say a person is very old and he's part of a yeshiva, he sits and learns. Ain't Sarah for Kabbalah, he does not need a Kabbalah, Shukbar Kiva Vashashi, because we assume he accepted every halacha, so to speak, upon himself from the moment he joined the yeshiva. Lachayim a Kabbalah, Devi Chaveris. So when a person does accept the following of the chaver, tzarech kabbalah v'nei shlosha chaverim, the kabbalah must take place in front of three other experts, vanov nebeso, now his sons and other people in his house, in the kabbalah v'nei shlosha, they wouldn't have to accept it before three, because we're going to assume that this person who got the kabbalah will teach them, umaragla o umargil medar tara, and therefore he will get them used to the way of being tar. Therefore, the wife of the chaver and his sons and the people of his household and servants are all like him. The chaver shemes, let's say the chaver dies. So even if the chaver dies, his wife and everyone else in his family and his household, etc., are considered to be chaverim unless proven otherwise. Let's say the widow of an amaretz or his daughter, shenislas the chaver, that marries a chaver. Or a servant who sold to chaver, then they have to go ahead and re-accept, so to speak, or accept upon themselves being as being a chaver. But let's say the wife of a chaver or his daughter. In such a case, that woman, one of those two women, marries an amaretz, right? Or let's say the eved of a chaver is sold to an amaretz. There's no need to be a new kabbalah of being a chaver like at the outset. Amar Shekiva loved Dibre Chaverus. So when an average Jew accepts upon himself to be a Chaver, Vayu lo Taharos, Kishahayav Amaretz, but he had things that were Tara from the time when he was still in Amaretz. Amar, and he says, Ani Yodea Vadesh lo Nithmu, Bizvan Shin Saskim Anachem, I know for sure that none of these things are Tame when they're used by others. Harein Asuros, Kimikodem, they're still considered to be Asa. Nehuva Asim and Saskim, but let's say he himself was involved with them. Harein Mutaros lo, they're Mutta to him. However, Vasuros to call them, and not for other people. Initial Chaver al Tarosav, so the chaver may be asked about his state of being tar, or more behind tar al-atzmo, and he can paskin, so to speak, tar for himself. We're not suspicious of him and acting in such a way. Let's say a chaver becomes someone who collects taxes, for instance, on behalf of the king. So then we say he's no longer a chaver. Let's say he no longer is involved in these evil actions. He's like any other person. But he has to go through the entire process of being a chaver all over again. Let's say Amaretz becomes a chaver, and he's suspected of not following Allah in one area. We only say he's to be suspected in that one specific area. If he is suspected for doing something chamor, then we for sure are choshed, suspicious about something lenient. However, lakal, if it's something that's lenient, lo nechshal b'chamor, then we don't assume he's doing something worse. L'chiyod chaver shenechshal al taharos. Let's say a chaver becomes, we suspect a chaver of not following Allah when it comes to tahor. K'gon shemachar oklan tamei v'cheska shein tahorin. For instance, he sells that food which is tamei, but with the chazako, the assumption that they're tahor, harayz that inu nem on the olam. Then he's done for good. Ashi vadeh shechazav shiva gemara. Until we know for sure that he was chozer b'tshuva, that he repented completely. Finally, l'chiyod alav v'chashar al shviyas al truma. Let's say a person suspected of shvius or trumash or machal mashim chulan that sold it with the assumption that it's whole, it's not one of those statuses. Arayz a chash al taharos. Then we extend that suspicion to that which is tahor. Shechash al davar shatara. We chash al dibrei zovim. Because if he's chashed on daraisa, for sure we assume he's chashed on darabanan. The ochel atmein, that which the ochel that's tamei, aim atamen acharim al dibrei, which is bar, and the food that's tamei does not cost him and other people because it's darabanan. Excuse me, only me darabanan. So anytime we are suspicious about a particular area, right? He's still trusted to testify about others and to give psak about others. Because we assume that a person does not commit a sin for the benefit of others. That ends Perek Yud, and we'll continue with Perek Yud Aleph tomorrow.